In Yirtzeh Hashem, we're going to learn Brachos Daf Mem. We're starting right at the beginning of the Omid. Omar Rav, Tul Baruch, Tul Baruch. We know that after a person makes the Bracha of Hamotzi, he's not allowed to be mafsik, he's not allowed to interrupt with anything else, he's not allowed to say anything or do anything until he eats. What happens if somebody cuts the bread after he says Hamotzi, and then he gives a piece to his friend and he says, here, take a piece of the bread that I said the bracha on. Tul baruch, tul baruch. Einei tzorich levorich. Rav says it's not called a hefsek, it's part of the bracha, it's giving out the challah, the bread that the bracha was said on, and therefore it's not a hefsek. Havei melech, havei lifton. If somebody says bring salt or bring the lifton, lifton is some dip or something that they would use to enhance the bread and make it more comfortable to eat. Tzorich levorich. Rav says that was not necessary for the brocha, it's considered a hefsek, and you have to make hamotzi again. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan argues with Rav and says, afilu hivi'u melech, hivi'u lifton. Even if somebody says, bring me salt, bring me lifton, nami ein tzorich levorich, since we want a person, and it's important for a person when he eats his bread, especially after having made the bracha, that it's a comfortable experience. Therefore, asking for the salt and the lifton is considered as part of the bracha, part of the needs of the bracha, and therefore it's not called a hefsek. However, govil leturi, govil leturi. If somebody says, need the food, preparing it for the oxen, for the animals to eat, in that case, tzorich levorich, that's called a hefsek. It's nothing to do with your food, it's not to do with your bracha, and therefore you should not have said it between your bracha and eating. V'Rav Sheshes Omar, Rav Sheshes argues and says that afilu govil leturi, even if somebody says, prepare, need the food for the oxen, nami einu tzorich levorich, it's not called a hefsek. Why is it not called a hefsek? The Omar of Yehuda Omar Rav, Osur la'odom shayoichal koidim shi'itein macho lebehemtoi. The halacha is, it's forbidden to eat before you've fed your animals. Shneimer, as it says in the Pasuk, we say it in the Shema every day, v'nosati esev besotcha lebehemtecha. Hashem says, I will provide you grass in your fields for your animals. The v'hodor, and only after that, it says, v'ochalto v'savoto, and then you will eat and you will be satisfied. From here, Rav learns that you're not allowed to eat before you've given your animals to eat, and therefore, if you remember after you made the bracha that you've not fed your animals, telling somebody to prepare the food for the animals is not called a hefsek, and therefore you do not need to make the hamotzi again. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rova Bar Shmuel Mishum Rabchia. Ein habitzea roshoi livtzoya ad shiyoviu melech lifton lifnei kol echod ve'echod. A person should not make a brocha and cut into the bread until all the people sitting around the table who all want to get from the same piece of bread that you made the brocha on without having to wait and without having to eat a different piece of bread, in order that they should be able to do so without a hefsek, one should make sure that the salt and the lifton is on the table before making the brocha. Rava Bar Shmuel Ikla Lebei Resh Galusa. Rava Bar Shmuel happened to be visiting by the Resh Galusa, that was the god Ladir. Apiku Le Rifta, they brought out some bread, Ubotza Lehedya, and he immediately, before bringing the salt and the lifton, he made a bracha and he cut the bread. Omrule, they said to him, Hodar Mar Mishmaite, you Rava Bar Shmuel, right, we just heard from you, in the name of Rav Chiya, that a person should not make the bracha and cut into the bread until he has melech and lifton, salt and the lifton. Why did you just cut straight into the bread without waiting for the salt and the lifton? Omar Luhu, he answered them, Les dein tzorich boishesh. This bread is such high quality, we do not need to wait for salt and lifton, it's comfortable to eat it as it is. And now the Gemara is continuing with a few other memorous things that we heard from the same person, Rava Bar Shmuel, in the name of Rav Chiya. Says the Gemara, Va'omar Rava Bar Shmuel Mishum Rav Chiya, Ein Mei Raglaim Kolim Elo B'Yeshiva. When a person urinates, the bladder does not get totally emptied unless he urinates while sitting. Why? Because if a person urinates while standing, then naturally the stream of urine will gradually get closer and closer to him as the bladder gets emptied. And as the stream gets closer to him, there's a risk that some drops are going to drip onto his feet. And we know that there's a halacha, that you're not allowed to walk around with signs of urine or with drops of urine on a person's feet, because people might think that there's something wrong with him, and it could cause a chashad. And since it may not always be practical, or a person may not always be able to wipe away his feet from those drops, therefore it's natural that if he's urinating while standing, he will stop himself from urinating before the bladder is completely emptied. Omer Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, "Ubaofar tichuach, if he's urinating on soft and very absorbent earth, then afilu ba'amida, even if he's urinating standing, he will not mind emptying his bladder altogether, because the urine will not splash onto his feet, it will just get absorbed into the earth. V'yileka ofer tichuach, and if he's not able to urinate on such earth, yamid b'mokim gevoya, he should stand on a high spot, v'yashtin l'mokim madrin, and he should urinate onto some land which is sloping away from him, and that way the drips will not drop onto his feet, and therefore he will empty his bladder completely. Continues the Gemara of Omar Rava Bar Shmuel Meshmeid Reb Chiya. Achar kol achiloscha, after you finish eating, echol melech, make sure to eat some salt. Va'achar kol shiyosich, and after all your drinking, shsei maim, make sure that you drink some water. If you do this, you will not be harmed by your food. And the Mefarashim say that it's not necessarily drinking water or eating salt after you eat, but if the food that you ate contains salt, or the drinks that you drank contain water, that's sufficient. Tanin Amiyachi, we learn similar to this in a Braisa. Achar kol achiloscha echol melech, v'achar kol shsiyoscha shesei maim. V'yato nizik. Tanya Idoch, in a different Braisa we learned, Ochal kol meichol v'loy ochal melech. In the event that you did eat food and you did not consume any salt, or shoso kol mashkin, you drank any drinks v'loy shoso maim, and you did not drink water, bayoim yidag min reach hapeh, in the day you should be concerned about some foul smell that will come out of your mouth, ubalaylo yidag mipnei askara, and at night you should fear suffering from an illness called askara, which Rashi explains is an illness that started with constipation. If a person's food is not being digested, then his digestive system could get ill, and that could continue and become a problem in his throat, and eventually could cause strangulation, and it's a terrible form of death. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon, Hamakpe achilosoi b'maim. Somebody who floods his food with water, which means that after he's eaten, he drinks a lot of water so that the food in his stomach is flooded with water. This will prevent any illness in his digestive system. V'kamo, how much water should a person drink? Omar of Chizda, kitoin lepas, the amount that fills a flask per loaf of bread. In the time of Chazal, they knew exactly the size of a kitoin and exactly the size of pas. Omer Rav Meri, Omer Rav Yechanon. Harogil ba'adoshim, if somebody is rogil, he's common that he eats lentils, echas l'shleishim yoyim, at least once in 30 days, moinea askara mitoich beisoy, that will prevent the illness of askara that we mentioned before from being rampant in his home. Aval kol yoyim eloy, a person should not eat lentils every day, my time, why not? Mishum de kosher l'reach hapeh, because it can cause a person to have a bad smell from his mouth. Continues the Gemara. V'omar Rav Meri, Omar Rav Yechanon. Harogil b'chardol achas l'shleishim yoyim. If somebody eats mustard once in 30 days, meinea choloim mitoich beisoy, it prevents illness in his home. Avol kol yoyim eloy, a person should not eat mustard every single day. My time, mishum de kosher l'chulcha de liba, it's not good, it can cause a weakness in the heart. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rav Chiya bar Ashi Omer Rav. Harogil badogim ktanim, if somebody commonly and often eats small fish, einoi boli de choyle me'ayim, he will not get sick, he'll not be ill in his digestive system. V'loy oid, not only that, elo shadogim ktanim, small fish, mafrin umarbim, they cause a person to be fruitful, umavrin kol gufoi shel odom, and they cause the entire body of a person to be healthy. Continues the Gemara. Omar b'choma bar chanino, harogil b'ketzach. If somebody who commonly eats ketzach, einoi boi bo lidei ke'ev lev, he will not have pain in his heart. Meisvei asks the Gemara, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, ketzach echod mishishim samonei hamovesu. We learnt in a braisa that ketzach is actually one of the 60 deadly poisons that exist. How can you say that somebody who eats ketzach is going to stay healthy, he's not going to have any pain in his heart? V'hayoshon lemizrach gornoi, and we learn that somebody sleeps on the east of the storage house of the ketzach, domoi b'roishoi. He's going to be responsible for his own death. Says the Gemara, lo ikasha. Ho b'roishoi, ho b'taimoi. The odor of the ketzach is dangerous. However, the taste of ketzach is not dangerous. Ime de Rabbi Yirmiya, the mother of Rabbi Yirmiya, afyele rifta, would bake for Rabbi Yirmiya some bread, and she would stick some ketzach onto the bread in order for the bread to absorb the taste of the ketzach. But before eating it, she would peel off the ketzach from the bread in order that he should not smell the ketzach, because the smell of the ketzach is dangerous. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda oimer boirei minei deshoim. We saw in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, Avala Yerokis Oimer, the Tanakama say that on vegetables, on greens, a person makes the brocha of Boire Priha Adoma. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Boire Mine Deshoim. Rabbi Yehuda says you make the brocha of Boire Mine Deshoim, which is thanking Hashem particularly for creating many species of herbs. And he doesn't make the brocha in a general way, Boire Priha Adoma, that Hashem created all the fruits of the ground. Says the Gemara, Omrib Zeiravi Tamer of Chinan Bar Papa, Ein Halacha Krabi Yehuda. The Halacha is not like Krabi Yehuda, and on Yerokos we say Boire Priha Adoma. Continues the Gemara, Vomrib Zeiravi Tamer of Chinan Bar Papa, My Talmud Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reason, the source of Rabbi Yehuda, that one makes a separate and individualized brocha for Yerokos and not just a generalized brocha of Boire Priha Adoma? Omer Kroy says in the Pasuk, Boruch Hashem Yoim Yoim. We praise Hashem day by day. So this would seem to say, it just doesn't just say praise Hashem by day, which would mean every day, all day. It seems to say only by day. Yoim yoim. V'chi b'yoim mevorach inoisei, b'layla ein mevorach inoisei. Do we only praise Hashem in the day and not in the night? Elo, loim alocho. Why does it say yoim yoim to teach us? Kol yoim v'yoim ten loim en berchoisov. It doesn't mean the day to the exclusion of the night. It means every day, which means 24 hours, every day has its own unique brachas. And Rashi says that this is typically expressed, that Shabbos has its type of brachas, and Yom Tov has its type of brachas, and we know that weekdays have its type of brachas. So every different type of day, if the Kedusha is different, then one says a different brachas in the davening. Hochanami, so Rabbi Yehuda understood from that not only every different type of day deserves its own formula of a brocha, but kol min umin, every single type of food, also ten leimen berchaisov, deserves a unique and individually recognized type of brocha. Continues the Gemara. V'om Reb Zeira v'itamer of Chinuno bar Papa. Boy urei, come and see shaloi k'midas HaKadosh Baruch k'midas Basav Adam. Hashem's ways are distinctly different from those of humans of flesh and blood. Midas Basav Adam, in our world, in the human world, Kli Reikon, an empty vessel, Marzik, has the ability to contain, to hold something. Mole, if the vessel is full, Eine Marzik, it cannot hold anymore. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eine Ken, regarding Hashem, it's not like that. Mole Marzik, a person that's full of Torah, he can contain spirituality, he can contain even more Torah. Reikon, somebody who's empty from Torah, Eine Marzik, it will be very difficult for him to contain Torah and any form of spirituality. Shnemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayoymer im shamoya tishma. Hashem says that if you'll hear, you will hear. What does that mean? Im shamoya, if you're used to hearing, and Rashi says in Sukkah, if you listen to your rebbes when you were young, you filled up your kli to receive chokhmah when you could, tishma, then you will continue hearing even beyond what you already know. Ve'im lav, if not, loy tishma, then if you haven't filled yourself up with chokhmah, you will not have the ability or the opportunity to fill yourself up with chokhmah. Dovah acher, a different explanation. Im shamoya b'yoshon, if you constantly review what you've learnt in the past, tishma b'chodosh, you'll constantly hear new things. Also, you'll have the opportunities of learning new Torah that you haven't learnt, and also you'll have the opportunity of seeing new things in the old Torah that you've learnt. Vim yifne levavcha, but if you just turn your heart away from what you've learnt previously, and you just busy yourself with things that are not Torah, shuv lo tishma, you will lose those opportunities of attaining more chokhmah. Says the Mishnah, Bireich al peiros ha'ilon boire pri ha'adoma yotza. If somebody says on fruits of a tree, an apple for example, instead of saying boire pri ha'etz, he says boire pri ha'adoma, he's fulfilled his obligation of making a bracha, and he does not need to make another bracha of ha'etz. Well, peiros ha'aretz boire pri ha'etz. If you make the bracha of boire pri ha'etz on something that grows in the ground, lo yotza. He's not yotza, he's not fulfilled his obligation. It makes a lot of sense, because fruits of a tree grow from a tree, and the tree grows from the ground. So it makes sense that we attribute the nourishment of the fruits also to the ground. But to say on something that grows on the ground that it's pri ha'etz, it's the fruits of a tree when there's no tree in sight, and vegetables that grow on the ground simply do not grow on a tree, that is an invalid brocha. Ve'al kulam im omar shehakil niya bidvoroi yotza. If you make a shehakil niya bidvoroi on any fruit or vegetable, his yotza, his obligation of making a brocha, at least bidyevit. Says the Gemara, man tana, which is the tana that holds the ikar ilon ara, that the fundamental source of nourishment of the fruits of a tree is actually the ground. Omer of Nachman bar Yitzchok, Rabbi Yehuda hi. Yes, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Etnan, we learned in the Mishnah in Bikurim. There's an interesting halacha with Bikurim that a person has to take the first fruits of the Shiva Saminim that grow in his field and take them to the Beis HaMikdash, where he's going to read the parasha of Bikurim and give the Bikurim to the Kohen. Now there's halacha, it says in the Pasuk, in order to be able to bring the Bikurim and actually read the parasha of Bikurim in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not enough that you're the owner of the fruits and you bring the fruits. You actually have to be the owner of land that's able to produce fruits. Now the question is, Yovash Hamayon, what happens if somebody has a field where grain, chita or soira, was growing there, and the field could not produce the grains, the crops, on its own, just relying on rainwater? There was a fountain, there was a stream of water there that was watering the field, and that mayon, that stream, dried out. So from this point on, the field is no longer able to give any crops. Or the nikta to'ilon, we had a fruit tree, and he took off the first fruits, and he was about to take it to Yerushalayim. Before he got to the Beis HaMikdash, that tree got cut down. Maybe ve'eino kaira, the Tanakamas say, since today you don't have that tree, or the field that you have is not capable of growing any produce, you cannot say the parasha of Bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, maybe ve'kaira. Rabbi Yehuda argues with the Tanakama and says you can bring the Bikurim and read the parasha. Why? Because he's the one that maintains that the main source of nourishment of the fruits or anything that grows is actually the ground. It's not the fact that it's now there's a tree here and the tree is sustaining the fruits. If there's a ground, the ground exists, that's enough. And the ground will always exist. Even if the stream has dried out, it's true that at this point in time, if there's no stream, there won't be any harvest. But since the ground exists, and ultimately it's the ground which is the source of nourishment, therefore it's, you can still say, Minu Adomo Ashenosatoli, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can read the parasha of Bikurim. So that's what the Gemara says. Rav Nachman Beit Zchok says that the opinion in our Gemara that you can say boire pri ha'adoma even on fruits of a tree is Rabbi Yehuda, who attributes the ground to the nourishment of the fruits. Says the Gemara, al peiros ha'aretz v'chulei. We saw in the Mishnah that if somebody says boire pri ha'etz on things that grow in the ground, he's not yetza. Says the Gemara Pshita, of course he's not Yetza. How can you say Boire Pri Ha'etz on something that didn't grow on a tree? Omer of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Loi Nitzercha. There's still reason for the Mishnah to tell us this. There's some Chiddush here. What's the Chiddush? Elol Rabbi Yehuda, Da'omar Chita Min Ilon Hu'i. Rabbi Yehuda maintains, and we'll soon see what his source was, that wheat is called an ilon, it's called an eitz. So I might have thought that if you say ha-eitz on chita, because the chita is called eitz, you can make that brocha, but b'di'eved it will be a good brocha. The Mishnah is coming to tell us that even on chita, which is called eitz in the Torah, in one area we'll soon see, nonetheless, regarding brochas, you have to make a brocha that makes sense to the people who are hearing the brocha. And since everybody understands that there's no tree that from which wheat grows, you cannot say ha-eitz on the wheat. D'tanya, let's see this in the Braisa. Ilon she'ochal mimenu Odom Arishon. We know that Odom Arishon ate from an eitz, from an ilon. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Rav Meir says, what was this eitz that Odom Arishon ate from? He says, Geffen. It was a grapevine hoyop. She'ein lecha dovo she'meivi yelolo al ha'odom elo yayin. We know that what causes wailing and stress and pain to a person more than anything else is wine. She'nemer, as it says in the pasuk, Vayish min ha'yayin, Noach drank from the wine, Vayishkar, and he became drunk. And since we know that the thing that brings the most crying to people is wine, we can assume that the Avera that caused the most destruction ever, it brought death to the world, we can comfortably assume it was the grapevine, it was wine. Reb Nechemya says that the tree that Adam Rishon ate from, te'ein ha'isa, it was a fig tree. She'bedovo she'niskalkulu boi niskanu, she'nemar v'yisperu alei te'ena. We know that after they did Averas, of the Eitz Hadas, and they became aware that they were not wearing clothes, then they sewed together the leaves of a fig tree. So we can assume that since the tikkun, since they got fixed somewhat with the leaves of the fig tree, we can assume that that was a consequence of the fact that the Avera that they did was also with a fig tree. And that's the opinion of Rav Nechemya, that the Eitz Hadas was a fig tree. Rabbi Yehuda says, and this is the opinion we've been waiting for, chita ha'isa, that the Eitz Hadas was actually wheat, even though it's called an eitz. It's called a tree in the Torah, it was wheat. She'ein atinek yodea likrois abo ve'imo achiitoim tam dogon. We know that little child is not able to say his first few words, which are typically abo, imo, daddy, mami, tati, mami, unless he's tasted some grain. Once he's tasted some grain, that's when he's mature enough to start speaking. And since the tree that Adam Rishon ate from was the Eitz Hadas, which food item gives a person das, knowledge and ability to mature? It's chita, so we can assume that Adam Rishon ate from the chita. So, now we're coming back to our Mishnah. I may have thought, hoil, v'omar b'yehuda chita min ilon hi, since according to Rabbi Yehuda, the chita is called an eitz, it's called a tree, livrei chaleo boyer priya eitz, then you can or should make a bracha of boyer priya eitz, or at least if you made the eitz, it will be yitz abad yeved. Komash malon, the Mishnah is coming to teach us that in Hilchas brachas, since we don't see any physical form of what we know as a tree, if you make eitz, you're not yitz. Continues the Gemara. Heicha mevarchinon boyer priya eitz. When do you make boyer priya eitz? If something which the Torah calls an eitz, you don't make a brach over eitz, then what's the determining factor of what's called an eitz and what's not? Heicha dechishoklus leila peri, esya legavza. And Rashi explains that this means that you only make ha eitz in the event that even after you've plucked the fruit off the tree, the branches remain intact, and the next year on the same branches, more fruits will grow. V'hodar mapik, that the branches remain, and the next year, fruits will again come forth. But a type of bush, or a type of food, where after you've taken the food, there are no branches left, the hodar mapik, in order for more fruits to grow the next year. For example, wheat. You pull out the wheat from the ground. If you don't plant new wheat and new kernels, new seeds, the wheat is not going to grow. Then in Hilchas Brachas, it's not called a tree, it's from the ground. You have to make ha'adoma and not ha'etz. Says the Gemara. Valkulo nim omar shahakil. The Mishnah says that if you made the shahakil near Bedvari on any fruits or any vegetables, you yotza. Itmer. Rav Huna omar chutz min hapas umin hayayin. There's an exception to this rule. Since bread and wine, the Chachomim were mesaken a special bracha for them. Bread we say Amotzi Lechem min Haaretz, and wine we say Boir Pri HaGefen. Therefore, it must be those two brachas. If you change it to anything else, you're not Yoitza, even if you change it to Shahakil. Rabbi Yechanan Omar. Rabbi Yechanan argues and says, Afilu pas v'yayin nami. Even with bread and wine, if you said Shahakil, you've fulfilled your obligation of a bracha, and you can eat the bread or drink the wine. Says the Gemara Ketanoi, it seems that the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yechanan is actually a machlokes between Tanoim. What does it say in the Braisa? Ro'opas, if somebody sees some bread and wants to eat it, Va'omar and he says as follows, Kamo noe pas zu. How pleasing is this bread? Boruch ha-mokim she-boro. Praised is Hashem. And we refer to Hashem as mokim, as the place, because Hashem is what gives place to everything to exist. Boruch ha-mokim she-boro. Praised is Hashem that created such pleasing bread. Yotzo. The Tanakama holder, we're going to soon see this is Rab Meir, says, Yotzo, it's as if you said a bracha and you can eat the bread now. Ra'ot'eino, if somebody saw a fig, Va'omar, and he says, Kama no'e te'ino zu, how pleasing is this fig? Boruch ha-mokim she-bro'o, praised is Hashem who created such a fig. Yotzo, he's yotza as if he made a brocha. Divrei Rab Meir, that's the opinion of Rab Meir, even though he did not say the text that the Chachomim said, because the Chachomim said that on a te'ino you say boir pri o'etz, and on pas you say amoitzi lechem in aretz, and he made up his own text, his own formula of a brocha. Nonetheless, according to Rab Meir, is yotza. Rabbi Yossi argues and says no. Kol hamashane mimatbea shetovu chachomim. Anyone that deviates from the matbea shetovu chachomim. The literal translation is that somebody who changes from a coin from the way it was minted by the chachomim. And what it means here actually is anyone who changes from the formula of the bracha that the chachomim established. You cannot be yotzei your brachos if you change it from the text that the Chachomim said you should make a bracha. Namus, the Gemara is now saying, Rav Huna says that pas and yayin you cannot make shahakoil, the omak Rabbi Yossi. He holds like Rabbi Yossi that we just saw, that says that if you change any brachos from the text of the Chachomim, you're not yotzei. Rabbi Yechanon that says that even pas and yayin you can be yotzei shahakoil, Da'omar Rab Meir, he holds like Rab Meir that one can make up one's own bracha and say kama noe pas zu. Says the Gemara no. Omar lachor Rav Huna. Rav Huna will say that both Tanoim agree with me. It means ano I Rav Huna da'omri afilu l'Rab Meir. Even Rab Meir who says that you can say kama noe te'eno zu will agree that you cannot say shahakil, like I Rav Huna hold. Why? Ad kan lo ka'omer Rab Meir hosom. Why did Rab Meir say it was okay to say the bracha of Kama Noe Elohecha de Komadkel Shmei de Pas? Because ultimately he mentioned the bread in the bracha, or in his what he said. He said Kama Noe Pas Zu. How pleasing is this bread? He mentioned bread, and that's why Rab Meir says you can be Yetza. Aval Hecha de lo Komadkel Shmei de Pas. But if you don't mention the bread at all explicitly. For example, if you say Shahakil Nia Bidvoroi, Afilu Rab Meir Moida, Rav Huna says Rab Meir will agree with me that you cannot be Yotza the Bracha. Rav Yechanan Omalacha. Rav Yechanan also will say, Ano de Omri Afilu Rav Yesi. Even I that said that you can say Shahakil on bread and wine, it's even Rav Yesi who says that that if you change from the text of the Chachomim, you're not Yotza, he'll agree with me that you can be Yotza. At kan lo ka'omer Rabbi Yossi hosom. Why does Rabbi Yossi say that if you say kam en noe pas zu, you're not Yotza? Ela mishum de ka'omer brocha dlo itkinu rabbonon. He said a type of formula that the Chachomim never instituted as a brocha. There is no such official brocha, kam en noe pas zu. Aval Omar Shakil Niabidvori, but if you use the text of Shakil Niabidvori, Ditkinu Rabbonon, because some place it's a proper bracha, as we're going to see later on, in the case of meat, fish, etc., where this is the official bracha. So it is a formula that the Chachomim instituted in brachas. A filler b'yaisi meider, b'yaisi will agree with me that you can make shakel nia b'dvorai even on bread and wine. Continues the Gemara. Binyamin Raya. There was a shepherd called Binyamin. Korach Rifta. He ate some bread. After he ate the bread, va'omar, now we're talking about bracha achrayna. Instead of benching, what did he say? Borich mori dehai pita. Praised is the master of this bread. Omar Rav. Rav said yotza. He was yotza birchas hamozin. Asks the Gemara of Omar Rav. Didn't Rav say called bracha she'in bas koras Hashem einu bracha? Any bracha that doesn't mention Hashem's name is not called a bracha. Hey, you didn't mention Hashem's name. You just mentioned the master of the bread. Says the Gemara, you're right. He didn't say Brich Morei Dehai Pita. The Omar, he said as follows: Brich Rachmona, that blessed is the merciful one, which is one of the attributes, one of the ways that we term Hashem, that we call Hashem. Morei Dehai Pita, who is the master of this bread. So since you refer to Hashem by saying Rachmona, it's a valid bracha even according to Rav. Ask the Gemara, v'ba'inon sholish brachis. Do we not know that when you eat bread, we're talking about Binyamin Raya, he ate bread. If he ate bread, you have to make three brachas, not just one bracha. Says the Gemara, my yotza, duka omar Rav Nami. Do you know what Rav meant when he said that he was yotza, the bracha of Birchas Hamozin? Yotza yidei bracha reshoina. The first bracha, hazon, which is talking about the food itself, that bracha, he was yotza by saying the text that he said. And of course, he's going to have to add on and the other two brachas. Maik mashmalon, if so, what's the chiddush? So, the other two brachas he's going to say. The first bracha, the content of the first bracha, thanking Hashem for the food, he said that. He praised Hashem for creating the bread. So what's the chiddush? Says the Gemara, Afel gav de omra b'loshen choyl. Even though he didn't say it in the typical Loshen HaKodesh that we know that brachas were instituted, he just said it in Aramaic, Brich Rachmona Dai Pita, or Brich Rachmona Morei Dai Pita, which is, it's almost to say it's a foreign language. Nonetheless, it's a good bracha. Says the Gemara, I don't need you, Rav, to tell me that. Tanina, we already know, we learnt in a Braisa, Ve'elu Nemorim B'kol Loshen, the following parashas can be said in any language. Parasha Soita, the parasha that the Soita says in the Beis Hamikdash, Vidui Maisa, Ukriyas Shema, Utfila, Ubirchas Hamozin. So you see that in the Braisa that one can say Birchas Hamozin in any language. Says the Gemara, no. Ishach, it's still a chiddush. So al kodaita chamina, I may have thought. Hanemili de omra bloshen choyl, ki heicha dit kinu rabbonon bloshen kodesh. If somebody translates the bracha, the very text that the Chachomim instituted as a bracha, you translate it into a foreign language, then you're yoitza. Aval loy omra bloshen choyl, if you didn't translate the original bracha, you just made up your own text. Like over here, he said, Brich Rachmona, Mori dehai pita. If you don't translate the bracha, just you make up your own bracha, I may have thought it's not good enough. Komash malon. The chiddush is that even though he changed somewhat from the matbea shetovu chachomim, nonetheless, it's a good bracha. Continues the Gemara. Gufa. Omar Rav. We mentioned Rav a couple of lines ago. Kol bracha she'ein ba'az koras Hashem, einu bracha. Any bracha that does not have Hashem's name in it is not considered a bracha. Rabbi Yechanan Omar. Rabbi Yechanan says, Kol bracha she'ein ba'malchus einu bracha. Any bracha that melech ha'olam, Hashem being the king of the universe, is not mentioned in the bracha, is not called a bracha. And here Tosfos asks, that if you actually look in the Shemone Esrei tefillah, where we make 18 brachas, so we know that all the brachas from the second one, it's called, it's samuch to the first bracha. We're going to learn about this in brachas later on. And since the first bracha is the one bracha that the whole Shemone Esrei is dependent on, if you look in the first bracha, there's no mention of melech ha'olam there. So if the first bracha is not a bracha, the whole Shemone Esrei is not called a bracha. That's what Tosfos asks here, and Tosfos asks the same question again on Daf Mem Tes. Tosfos has a fascinating answer. One of the answers are that since we mention Elokei Avram, that Hashem is the God of Avram, then, and what was Avram's purpose in the world? What did he achieve in the world? He expressed to the whole world that Hashem is the king. So saying that Hashem is the Elokei Avram is Be'etzem saying that Hashem is the king of the whole universe. And Tosfos brings the Gemara we learned earlier on Dav Zayin, that Avraham Avinu was the first one to call Hashem the master of the world. Continues the Gemara. Omer Abaya, Kavasei de Rav Mistabra. It's probable that the halacha is like Rav. Why? The Tanya we saw in the Braisa. We say, Lo ovarti mi mitzvaysecha v'lo shachochti. But the Vidui Maisers, we say in the Beis HaMikdosh, I did not transgress your mitzvahs, and I did not forget. That means there's two things mentioned here that are important that you do. What are they? Loyovarity, what does it mean I didn't transgress, I didn't pass over your mitzvahs, milavarechecha. I didn't do the mitzvahs without making a brocha. What brocha do you make when you take trumas and maisras? So Rashi says you make a brocha, shekichonu b'mitzvahs v'tzivonu, lehafrish trumo maisa. What's the second thing? I didn't forget that when I make the bracha, I'll mention your name. It says two things. Make the bracha and mention Hashem's name. There's no third thing in the pasuk. It doesn't mention that you have to also say melech ha'olam. Rabbi Yochanan Tanya, Rabbi Yochanan will explain the pasuk as follows. V'lo shachachti milahazkir shimcha umalchuscha alav. The V'lo shachachti incorporates two details. One, that Hashem's name, and the second one, that Hashem is the master of the world. Rabbi Yochanan obviously understood that Hashem's name actually expresses his being a melech ha'olam, and therefore the same word, V'lo shachachti, not forgetting, includes both quoting Hashem's name and expressing that he is the Melech Ha'olam. Says the Mishnah, Val dovor she'ein giduloi min ha'aretz, something that does not grow, not from the ground, not on trees, oimer she'akel niya bedvori. The bracha that was originally instituted by the Chachamim is the bracha of she'akel niya bedvori. Al ha'chaymet, on vinegar, Va'al ha'noivlois, we'll soon see what noivlois means, va'al ha'gvoi, and on locusts, oimer Shahakil Niyabidvari. The Tanakamas say on these three as well, you say Shahakil Niyabidvari. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Shehu Min Klala, anything which is a type which is associated in some way to curse, in Mevarachin Alav, you don't make any brocha. And since vinegar is wine that's gone off, and Noivlois will soon see what that is, and Guvoi, locusts, they eat all the fruit in the fields, therefore they are attributed to curse in some way, and therefore according to Rabbi Yehuda, you do not make any bracha. And there's a discussion in the Gemara and in the Mefarshim exactly on what points Rabbi Yehuda argues. Some say that he's actually not arguing on chaymet and noivleis and guvoi, only on part of them. Let's continue the Mishnah. Hoyu lefonov minim harbe. What happens if a person's got a number of different food items in front of him? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im yesh b'nei min shiva, if any one of them is the shivas haminim, chitas oira gefen, te'eno rimoin, zayis and tomor, olovu mavorich, he should make a bracha on the shivas haminim. The Chachomim argue with Rabbi Yehuda and say that the bracha that gets precedence is not the Shivas Haminim, Mevorich al Ezemem Sheyirtze. The one that's most choviv, the one that's most appealing to him and the most preferred to him at this point is the one that he should make the bracha on, because choviv overrides Shivas Haminim according to the Chachomim. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon. Al davar she'ein giduloi min ha'aretz, something that doesn't grow from the ground, kegoin, for example, basar behemis chayis v'oifos, any types of meat from animals, from birds, v'dogim or fish, oimer shehakel niya bidvari. You make the bracha of shehakel. Al ha'cholov, milk, v'al ha'beitzim, on eggs, v'al ha'gvina, and cheese, oimer shehakel. You also say shehakel. Al ha'pas, she'ipsha, bread that became moldy, Valayayin shehikrim, and wine that started getting spoiled, valatavshil sheovar tsurosoi, and on any type of cooked food that started getting spoiled on some level. Since this is not the opportune and the best way and the intended way of eating this food, you do not make the original bracha on them. Whether it's pas, you do not make the amotzi. If it's yain, you don't make the hagofen. Oimer shakel, it's still edible, and you're deriving pleasure from it, so you have to make a brocha. You don't make the original brocha, you make a shahakel. Val ha-melech, on salt, val ha-zomis, and on salt water, val kmehin, or pritriyos, a pitrias of mushrooms, oimer shahakil. You make shahakil. Lememra de kamehin or pitrias lav gedule karka. The Gemara says, you just said in a brisa now that on kamehin and pitrias you make shahakil. I don't understand. Where do mushrooms grow? They grow on the ground. So why do lav gedule karka ninu? Do they not grow on the ground? And since they grow on the ground, you should make ha'adoma, not shahakil. V'atanya, did we not learn in a brisa? Hanoider mi peiroi sa'oretz. Somebody who makes a vow, makes a neder, he's going to abstain, he's not going to have any pleasure from peiroi sa'oretz, fruits of the earth. Osur b'peiroi sa'oretz. Then he's not allowed to have any pleasure from fruits. Umutar, however, he is allowed to have benefit from kamehin u'pitriyes. Because kamehin and pitriyes, they're not called peiroi sa'oretz. However, Vim Omar kol gidule karka olai. I commit myself not to have any pleasure from anything that grows on the ground. He doesn't say fruits of the ground. He says anything that grows on the ground. Osor af b'kamein u'pitriyes. He's not allowed to have hana even from kamein and pitriyes. So you see that kamein and pitriyes, even though they're not called peiros ha'oretz, they're called gidule karka. And gidule karka, one should say boyer pri adama. As we saw right at the beginning of the Gemara, kol dovo she'ein giduloi min ha'oretz, kagoin boso behemois, etc. You only make a shahakil when it's not giduloi min ha'oretz. It doesn't say it has to be peiros ha'oretz, it has to be giduloi min ha'oretz. Well, kamein and pitriyes are giduloi min ha'oretz, so why do you say shahakil on them? Omar Abaya, mirba robu me'ara. They grow on the ground, it's true. Minki lo yonki me'ara, however, they do not draw their nourishment from the ground. And therefore, you don't say ho'adomo. Says the Gemara, v'ho'aldovo she'en gidule min ha'oret k'toni. Like we just said, the Brisa says that you only say shahakil if it's not called gidule min ha'oret. And we saw explicitly that if somebody makes a neder not to have anor from gidule ha'oret, that he's not allowed to have anor from kamein and pitriyes. So you see, they are called gidule ha'oret. Says the Gemara, you should say in the Brisa as follows. You shouldn't say kol dovo she'en gidulei min ha'oretz. Rather, you should say kol al dovo she'en yoinek min ha'oretz. So the Brisa we saw right at the beginning of the Gemara should read as follows. Tonu rabbonon, kol dovo she'en yoinek min ha'oretz, that doesn't nourish from the ground, kagoin bosor, etc., you make a shahakil. And kmein and pitriyes, they do not nourish from the ground, and therefore one makes shahakil. We know that mushrooms, even though they grow, they sit on the ground, the gidule min ha'aretz, as we saw, but their main nourishment is from the moist in the air. And that's why we find that mushrooms can even grow on wood and things that are not on the ground themselves. Continues the Gemara. Ve'al ha'noivlois. We saw in the Mishnah that the Chachomim say that on noivlois you make shahakil. Rabbi Yehuda said, min klola, you don't say any bracha. We'll have to now see what's going on. My noivlois, what are these noivlois? Before we can understand the halacha, we have to know what we're talking about. Rabbi Zeira of Rabbi Law, there was an argument between Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Law as to what are these noivlois. Chad Omar, one of them maintained, bushle karma. It's dates that got scorched by the sun. V'chad Omar Tamra de Zika, and the other opinion holds it's dates that have somewhat prematurely been blown off the tree. Tnan, we saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda Oimir, kol shu min klola, anything which is a species which is associated to curse, in mevarchin alov, you do not make a brocha. And it seems that one of those species is the noivlois which the Tanakhama mentioned. Bishlei melemand oma bushlei karma. If you assume that noivlois is bushlei karma, it's dates that have been scorched by the sun, they've been ruined. Hainu de korilei min klola, I can understand that it's cursed, it's a ruined food item. Elo lemanda oma tamra de zika, if you assume that noivlois is dates that have fallen off the tree somewhat prematurely, my min klola, why is it a klola? What's gone wrong? Nothing's wrong, so it's fallen off a little bit prematurely. This is not a curse. Says the Gemara, Ashara, you're right, according to the opinion that noivlois is dates that have fallen off too early, they will assume that when Rabbi Yehuda says that an amin klola, you don't make a bracha, he's not referring to noivlois. With noivlois, he'll agree to the tanakama that you make a bracha on it. He's referring to the chomets, the vinegar, and to the guvoi, which is the locusts. Ike de Omri. Others say this whole argument as to what noivleis are in a slightly different fashion. Bishle meleman de Omar bushle karma, according to the opinion that says that noivleis are the dates that have been scorched by the sun. Hainu de mevorachin olayu shakil. I can understand the chachomim who say that the broch on the noivleis is not ha'etz, it's shakil. It would be ha'etz if it was still in its healthy, good form of dates. But now that it's become scorched, it's not its intended purpose to eat these dates in such a fashion, and therefore you do not make ha'etz, you make shehakil. Elo lemanda omra tamri dezika, but according to the opinion who says that noivlois is regular dates that have just been blown off the tree a little bit early, shehakil, boire priyaitz mi boire leilivruche. Why do you say shehakil? You should make the bracha of boire priyaitz. And this is now a question on the Chachomim, not on Rabbi Yehuda. Elo noivlois stoma kule alma le pligi de bush le karmaninu. The Gemara's concludes that whenever it says noivlois without an added name to it, just noivlois like in our Mishnah, everybody agrees, also Reb Zeira and also Reb Ila, that it's referring to those ruined, to the scorched dates. And that's why according to the Tanakama you say Shehakil, and according to Reb Yehuda it's called a min klala. Ki pligi, when are they arguing? When does Reb Zeira and Reb Ila argue whether it's Bushlei Karma or whether it's Tamra de Zika? But Noivleis Tamra is talking about the Noivleis that are called Noivleis Tamra, the Noivleis of the dates. Ditnan, we saw in the Mishnah, Hakalin Sheba Demai. We know that there's Aloch of Demai. What's the Aloch of Demai? That there's Aloch in the Torah that before you can eat from fruits, from vegetables, there's many halochas of Chumas and Maestras. Some are more stringent than others. At some point, the Chachomim realized that the Ami Haoretz, who are also ignorant and also lax in these halachas, they would make sure to take the Chumah Gedolah, because if you don't and you eat it, there's an Oynish of Chorus. But the other Chumas and Maestras, they were not makbid to take. So the Chachomim said, when you're buying fruits from an Amoret, you're not allowed to eat it until you take off the relevant Chumas and Maestras. However, the Mishnah says, there are some fruits which are very cheap and very poor quality, and we assume that even an Amoret, he won't care taking Chumas and Maestras from them. It's not a major loss for him. They're not worth very much. And therefore, they are called Hakalin Sheba Demai. It's those fruits that the Chachomim were lenient and said that even though it's Demai, even though you're buying it from an Amoret, you can assume that he did take Chumas and Maestras and you can eat them. What are they? Hashisin, V'horimin, V'ho'uzrodin, B'nois Shuach, U'b'nois Shikma, V'gufonim, V'nitzpa, V'noivlois Tamra. So here the Mishnah explicitly mentions, doesn't say just noivlois, it says noivlois Tamra. And now that we're going to explain what all these things are before getting back to the noivlois Tamra. Shisin, Omar Rabba Barchona, Omar Biechanon, Min Te'enim. It's a type of fig. Rimin, what are Rimin? Kandei. V'ho'izradin, what are the oizradin? Tulshei. B'nois Shuach, what are they? Om Rabbi Bar Barchon, Om Rabbi Yechanon, Te'ene Chivra, white figs. B'nois Shikma, what are they? Om Rabbi Bar Barchon, Om Rabbi Yechanon, Duvle, also a type of figs. Gufonin, what does that mean? Shilhi Gufni. It's the grapes that are at the end of the season and they ripen very, very late. Nitzpa, what's that? Parcha. Noivle is Tamra. Here, this is what we're waiting for. What are Noivleis Tamra, which are called the Kalin Sheba Demai because of their poor quality? Rabbi Lov and Rabbi Zeira, this is where they were arguing. Chad Omar Bushlei Karma. One holds that it was the dates that were scorched in the sun. Chad Omar Tamra Dezika. And some say it was the dates that were blown off the tree prematurely. Says the Gemara, Bishleim lemanda omar bushle karma. According to the opinion that says that these noivleis tamra are those that were scorched, hainu dektonia kalin shedu demai. That's why they're called the more lenient of demai. Sveikon hu depoter, and that's why when you have a sofik, if it was bought from an amoret, and you're not sure, did he take maisus and trumas or did he not? You can assume that he did because of their poor quality; they've been scorched. Hovadon chayev. However, if you know that it's definitely not been taken Chumas and Maestras, then there's no reason in the world not to take Chumas and Maestras. El olamanda omar tamra dezika, if you say that the noivleis tamra are those dates that fell off the tree prematurely, vadon chayev, are you going to say that only Demai, you don't need to take Trumas HaMaisos, but if you know that definitely Trumas HaMaisos have not been taken, you do have to take them. Why? Hefkeir Ninu, they've been blown off the tree, and we can assume that if they've been blown off the tree, they've just been blown away, and they don't belong to anyone, they don't have an owner. And we know that anything that comes from Hefka that does not have an owner is potter from Trumas HaMaisos. Says the Gemara, Hochab Mayaskinon Sha'asa'on Goyron. If you collected all these dates that had been blown away and you made them into a pile, then even though Minatayra it's come from Hefka, nonetheless you have to take Trumas and Maishas. And Rashi explains, because somebody who sees you with this pile of fruits, if you're not going to take Trumas and Maishas, people will assume that they were yours, they won't know it's from Hefka, and they'll see that you're eating it without taking Trumas and Maishas, and that won't be good. These are three things which an owner of a field has to leave as hefka for the poor people. If the poor people collected it and made it into a pile, they've become fixed, and the person who made the pile has to take maisers. So too here, regarding the noivlois tomorrow, you have only demai you don't need to take Trumas and Maestras from, but if you know definitely that Trumas and Maestras have not been taken, even though it was blown away and you took it from Hefka, you have to take Trumas and Maestras. Ikud Omra, others say it as follows. Bishle Milamand Omar Tamra Dezika, according to those who say that Noivlois Tamra, those that were blown away, Hainu, I can understand that our Mishnah speaks about noivlois, and noivlois, we said, is bushla karma, those have been scorched, and it's just called noivlois, it's not called noivlois tamra. What's noivlois tamra? That's something else. That's when the dates have been blown off prematurely. Elo lamanda oma bushle karma, if you say that even noivlois tamra is also the scorched dates, the nisne idivi noivlois tamra or idivi noivlois tamra. Why is the same dates both been scorched? In our Mishnah, it's everybody agrees that it's a scorched date, and it's called just noivlois. And in the case of the kalin shebedmai in that Mishnah, it calls them, it refers to the same dates with the term of noivlois tamra. Either call them both noivlois tamra or call them both noivlois tam. Says the Gemara Kashya, it's a good question, and the Gemara does not tell us an answer. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.